Highbridge Audio presents Call the Midwife by Jennifer Wirth. Read for you by Nicola Barber. Introduction. Nonata's house was situated in the heart of the London Docklands. The practice covered Stepney, Limehouse, Millwall, the Isle of Dogs, Cubitt Town, Poplar, Bow, Mile End and Whitechapel. The area was densely populated, and most families had lived there for generations, often not moving more than a street or two away from their birthplace. Family life was lived at close quarters, and children were brought up by a widely extended family of aunts, grandparents, cousins and older siblings, all living within a few houses or, at the most, streets of each other. Children would run in and out of each other's homes all the time, and when I lived and worked there, I cannot remember a door ever being locked, except at night. Children were everywhere, and the streets were their playgrounds. In the 1950s, there were no cars in the back streets, because no one had a car, so it was perfectly safe to play there. There was heavy industrial traffic on the main roads, particularly those leading to and from the docks, but the little streets were traffic-free. The bomb sites were the adventure playgrounds. They were numerous, a terrible reminder of the war and the intense bombing of the Docklands only 10 years before. Great chunks had been cut out of the terraces.